from Mr. Jeff Bates, putting on his best Conway there for you this morning. And long, slow kisses here on the Morning Roundup. Cloudy and 70 right now across New Hampton and Fredericksburg at 7:32. Joining me here on the line, talked briefly about this earlier this week with Stacy Schroeder from the Sumner Sesquicentennial happening this weekend. Kind of the brains behind the moving wall that's going to be appearing up there in Sumner. I have Terry Avery joining me. Terry, thanks for taking the time to join me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, Terry, wanted to learn more about the moving wall. First of all, what is the moving wall?
The moving wall is a half-size replica of the one that's actually set up in Washington, D.C. for the Vietnam veterans. It reflects all of them that were killed. There were some stipulations, some that actually died in Vietnam, actually were wounded in Vietnam, maybe died in another location, aren't always on it, but 800 and some were from Iowa, and I think 50-some thousand were from the United States.
Gotcha. And now, is this just limited to those who perished in Vietnam, or you include other wars as well?
Vietnam War is just it with this wall, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, how did this all come together? How did this come about?
Well, man, Rich Holmes from the West Union area was a local person here in Sumner growing up. He had a dream that he thought that it'd be really neat to have the moving wall along with our 150th party that Stacy spoke about. And he just started going. He had some ups and downs, some yes and no's, and then all of a sudden it started rolling. And he put a lot of the seeds in the ground, and then the rest of us grabbed hold of it and moved forward with it.
Excellent. Speaking with Terry Avery here regarding the moving wall that you'll be seeing at the Sumner Sesquicentennial. Now, how long will we be able to be seeing this moving wall here?
The wall got actually put up yesterday. We had probably close to 1,000, maybe a little shy of 1,000 yesterday that came down and saw the wall. The wall was brought in by several military motorcycle groups, and then single people that wanted to attend. They were more in walk and ride. We had a little bit less than 100 people in that parade. It came from Fayette, Iowa. There was where they were staying. They brought the trailer with the wall on it, paraded it through the community, turned around, came back, and then went down, and then all the veterans on the motorcycles got off and threw it together in probably less than 2 hours.
And how has been the reception thus far with the moving wall?
I have not heard anything negative. It's been great. Comments have been made about everybody. And the ones that have come through it at night and seen the light, it lit up on the reflection of it, it just dazzles you. I was sparkled by it, and I had a good expectation what to look at.
Did any of the veterans share any stories with you while they were there?
I did not get a chance to talk to a few. I did talk to one gentleman. He was a little distraught, but as we started talking to him, three of us sat down there with him. He had sat on the bench, and we kind of talked through his. He had some various emotions from it. He lost several friends, and he actually was wounded also, but he came out of it, and this is one of the first a few times that he actually was able to address it. And like I say, he was a little bit emotional, but as we sat down and talked with him, he came through it, and I hope he was better for it. So they all have a little story. A lot of Vietnam vets are a little bit reluctant to talk about it. They kind of, I don't know, just at that time, it was a very negative thing to the country, and so they kind of hid it. And now, with such things as the moving wall, it's being appreciate it for what they did. Might not have been the most popular war, but it was what it is, and many great people died in it and were on boots on the ground.
Speaking with Terry Avery here about the moving wall here on 95.1 The Bull, you can see it at the Sumner Sesquicentennial. Now, whereabouts is the moving wall situated there in Sumner?
Yes, the moving wall is at our city park. It's, I don't know how to describe it. If you've ever been to our Christmas parade lights, Christmas lights, I should say, not parade, Christmas lights in the wintertime. Same location. It's a park. It's a fairly good-sized park. And we're able to get everything we want to put in down there. It's just a little bit off our main drag. There's plenty of signs. We'll be able to direct you if anybody wants to go there. You should be able to find it. And then parking's a little bit limited, but we do have parking details that once you get up there, we can direct you to where to go. And we have a shuttle that can pick people up and take them back and forth.
Terry, more information about the moving wall or for the Sumner Sesquicentennial, how can we learn more about you guys?
Both sites have their own Facebook account. The Sesquicentennial one, you just put in Sumner in that, and then with the moving wall, the same thing, just put the moving wall Sumner, Iowa, and many of those questions can be answered on those websites or those Facebook accounts.
And I'm aware that you guys are pretty quick to respond as well if they have any Facebook messages they want to send out to you.
Yes, if anybody got the question or response or needs a quick response, it would be answered to them very quickly.
Very good. Terry Avery, once again, joining us here this morning on the moving wall in Sumner for the Sumner Sesquicentennial happening this weekend. Now, if people can't make it up to there this weekend, will you have something available related to the moving wall?
We are expecting to put together a little booklet and incorporate both the moving wall and the 150th celebration. And actually, we're doing our best to join it together, but it was actually two separate celebrations, and then we're just kind of meshing it all together and making it as one. But we're hoping to put a book together. The moving wall actually is going to be there until Monday. We'll be taking the wall down Monday afternoon. We got all weekend and part of Monday if someone wishes to see it.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure to follow up with you on that, Terry. Once again, Terry Avery from the Moving Wall in Sumner there. Thanks a lot for taking the time to join us this morning to talk about it a little more in detail. And hopefully we get a lot more coming there to Sumner and checking it out.
I hope so, too. I'm looking forward to it.